When you came living here then, had you your five children at that stage?
I had. And they would have started to play it along the same lines.
Would they?
They would, because like they at that stage they would have, in the site, they would have been collected by bus to go to school and taken out to school and brought back. And what happened in the sort of in that sort of a process was they wouldn't have been getting the level of education that I would have got. So I suppose directly thinking of the children, I decided to move them from, you see, they were in a structure that was, that the Department of Education set in place in the mid 70s, thinking about traveller children that were going to be coming into the education system, and it was the special classes for travellers, and they were in that structure, and then I wasn't satisfied with that structure, so I decided to move them. But the response I got from the very people who were delivering the structure that the department put in place was shock, because they really couldn't conceive that, like, this is a traveller woman and she's standing up and she's sort of taking charge of her children. And like, as I said to the principal at once, I just said, I'm sorry, no, I said, but I delivered these children, I gave birth to them. So I am entitled to educate them whatever way I want to educate them. But like, experiences like that now would have, I would have sort of, because of the background, the education, the whole sort of comfort thing with school and stuff like that, it stood at times like that.
It stood well to you, give you experience.
It gave me the confidence to know that I could actually stand up and say, hello, I'm not satisfied with this. I know from experience that there's more to education. Like, they would never do history, they wouldn't do geography. They wouldn't do a little bit of maths. Once they were able to sign for the door, now that was the whole the purpose and aim of that structure. Once they were able to sign for the door, that was fine. Once we teach them to sign their name, grant.
They were giving them a little, but they weren't giving them the whole lot. Yeah.
But the shocking thing was that it actually came from the Department of Education. That structure actually was brought down from there and implemented here. And the psychological damage that was done to these children. Now, I caught mine in time. But still, there was a whole psychological thing that went on for them, because I thrown them into the deep end, in a sense, by putting them to national school, the national school that I would have gone to, and would have negotiated with the teachers and the principal for support structures to be put in place for them. Because I remember the three teachers that actually took them asked me to come in and meet them, and went in and grand, and they were in a very nice way trying to start to tell me that they were backward, because they were missing huge chunks of education. But when I explained to them why, they completely understood. You know, they weren't backward, it's just that they were never taught any of the subjects. Yeah. And that goes for an awful lot of traveller children that would have sort of either gone from Cork to other parts of the country. And I remember reading a survey in college, and it was done in the early 70s. And this was a government document now, and it stated like that structures should be set in place, structures and guidelines should be set in place for, like, preparing for traveller children that were going to be coming into the education system, that structures and guidelines the same as for backward children should be set in place.
God.
And I, like, reading that, I was like, oh my God. Mm.